74. Killian. Every inch of him hurt. He couldn't remember the last time he'd been so thoroughly pummeled, and a big part of him sorely regretted not having finished the fight as soon as it began rather than drawing it out. But dropping a giant within a few blows would have raised suspicions, so he'd held back. Unfortunately, it had turned out Baird had been doing the same, and it took a great deal of self-control not to follow Lydia up the stairs and beg her to take the edge off the pain. Instead, he took the glass of whiskey Agrippa handed him and drained it, the liquid burning like fire down his throat. "Looks like you're going to be sleeping on the floor," the young man said, his grin wide. "She's being rather unappreciative, in my opinion. She was the one caught cheating." Killian shrugged and said, "She'll get over it." Though more likely he would have to plead for her forgiveness for acting this way. But it accomplished what he needed. Lydia being elsewhere would mean this pair couldn't use her to provoke him, because they were clearly after something. Baird was in the process of shoving pieces of rag up his broken nose to stem the bleeding, his voice muffled as he said,
"So what's your business in Dead Ground?"
Gods, was that truly the name of this place? He accepted a rag from the server and gingerly dabbed at his nose, which was definitely broken. Already his eyes were swelling to the point he could barely see. But that hurt far less than his cracked ribs, which screamed every time he took a breath. And then there was his arm. Shit. I was part of the force harassing the Mudamorians between Mudare and Abenhero. We disbanded after the Mudamorians won at the ford. Every man for himself. Was tricky business getting back with the Royal Army hunting down and killing every man trying to get to the wall. So I lay low in Abenhero, which was where I met the girl. Convinced her to come back with me, hoping she wouldn't realize it was a bad idea until it was too late for her to turn around. They both laughed, Baird wincing and gripping his side. "Dead Ground ain't what it used to be," Agrippa said. "Our lovely queen is cheap and sends supplies only for those tasked with watching over her weeds, leaving everyone else to fend off one another while we await her next orders."
The mounds.
"They've gotten large," Killian said cautiously, not wanting to raise suspicions with questions or with ignorance. "Big and useless," Agrippa said. "Just like Baird." He gave the giant an elbow in the side, laughing when Baird groaned in pain. "And they no longer take orders, if you get my meaning." Killian didn't, but he nodded anyway.
"Rufina captured fresh talent that she hopes can get the blight flowing in the right direction," Baird said. "What are the odds right now, little man?"
"Don't call me that, you jackass," Agrippa said. "And they're 5-1, favoring the Mudamorian queen continuing to be reticent. Girl's as tough as nails. Pretty, too. Malahai.
She was here.